give to the Lord and you want to give, anybody lift your hands? Yes, please take the offering box. We would like to do that. Because today we had a, you know, there was such a huge weight over the finances, over the people. Such a heavy load. It was like a load against you. Such an oppression in the spiritual realm. So only after that was the prayer was made over the finances to see the breakthrough come. The bondage broke and you feel light in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. God really wants to bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even before we take our offering here right now, I just like to read a scripture. So because your faith would be on the scripture. The fourth chapter of Philippians. Why you give. If there is anybody who needs to put an offering, you can do it. The fourth chapter. In the scriptures, the Bible speaks about you being a sweet-smelling sacrifice unto God. Amen? Hallelujah. The first thing that we know is in Ephesians chapter 5, the scripture says that the sacrifice of Christ is like a sweet-smelling savor before the Father. Amen? The sacrifice of Christ is like a fragrance. Are you with me? It's beautiful. Amen? Aren't you glad that you took your place? Amen? Praise God. It's like a sweet fragrance before the Father, the sacrifice of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, when you worship Him, and when you offer your worship before Him, it's also like a fragrance before the Father. Amen. For the Gospel of John chapter 12, it says, in the house in Bethany, we believe the house of Martha and Mary, where Jesus is sitting there with Lazarus, Mary comes, opens the perfume box, and the smell of the fragrance or the fragrance of the perfume began to lift up the whole place. She was offering her worship before Jesus. Amen. So that's what happens when sometimes you come before the Lord when you begin to worship Him. It's like a sweet fragrance. The Father says, ah, I like that. Amen. Praise God. I like that. Amen. Your worship before the Lord. It's like a sweet fragrance. Are you with me? I mean, when you buy a house, you wouldn't want it next to a garbage bin or a sewage place or something like that. You wouldn't want your house there. Why? Because you want a place where there is nice, sweet-smelling place. Amen. And your worship before the Father is like a sweet fragrance before the Father. Are you with me? When you genuinely worship with a sacrifice. She broke the perfume box, that which was costly for her, at the feet of the Lord. Amen. When you offer something that is precious to you at the feet of the Lord, and when you begin to genuinely worship Him. Amen. It might be a relationship. It might be a pleasure. It might be a whatever. When you offer it before the Lord, when you worship Him, when there's a sacrifice involved in your worship. Amen. It's like a fragrance. That's why sometimes you want to, you know, sometimes when the presence is thick, and when we worship the Lord, we say, I feel good. You feel nice. So you worship the Lord because you feel good. But when your worship is not for you to feel good, but for Him to feel good, and when you offer Him a sacrifice of praise, there's a sacrifice involved. When you offer Him a sacrifice of praise, there begins to come, the Lord says, I'm pleased with that. That's good. It smells nice. Amen. So many of us worship when we feel like it. When you feel good about it. When everything is okay and when there are no problems. The Lord says, anybody can do it. Are you with me? There's no cost involved. But when you're going through the thickness of trial, and when you're going through the dark time, that's the time for you to genuinely say, Lord, here is my worship to you. I don't feel like it, but I know from your word it says I should, and so I offer my worship to you. Amen. That's the time He will become personal to you. Are you with me? Let's look to Psalm 23. We know that scripture. It says, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want. Then it says in the second verse, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Amen. Look at the wordings. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside green pastures. And gives me a rest beside still waters. You like the still waters? You like the green pastures? He leads you. Amen. Then goes on to say, Amen. Amen. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Listen to the word, for you are with me. In the green pastures and the still waters, He Come on. Beside the still waters and the green pastures, He. But when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You are with me, my Lord. It becomes personal. Hallelujah. Amen. You are with me. You anoint. Then it goes on to be personal. You anointed my head with oil and my cup overflows. Amen. So there is it becomes more real. Sometimes you think, okay, when everything is okay, when there are no problems, then that's the time you feel close to it. My brother, that's not the time you grow. That's not the time you feel close. The time you feel close is when you know you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. There is nothing or no one to hold on to, and you feel the closeness of the Lord so near you. Amen. Listen, in the book of Daniel, it says that, when the three lovers of God, Abednego, Meshach, and Shadrach, when they were keeping the commandments and when they were having a good straight life, the fourth person did not show up near them. They knew it by faith. Hallelujah. The fourth person, the Son of God, showed up when they were in the burning furnace, in the valley of death, when it was burning all around them. They were bound. They had no one else to call on to. The king was against them. Everything was against them. But the Lord said, everyone is against you. I am for you. Amen. So your worship is like a fragrance. Are you with me? When that worship involves a sacrifice, when it involves a trial, and that is why even when you give amidst a trial, there is a difference. When you have plenty or when you give it, it's good, it's nice, but there is no cost. Are you with me? There's no faith involved. Amen. Hallelujah. But when, the Lord looked at the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, at the widow who put in the two mites that she had, the two coins that she had, all that she had. The Lord said, more than the rich putting everything that they have and still having more at home. This woman, she put in all that. See, it's not the amount that you put in, but the heart that is beyond what you put in. Are you with me? Amen. So your giving has also to be a part of your worship. Amen. Hallelujah. The other day, last Sunday, after the worship was over, a lady came to me. She came and gave me 15 rupees. She said, Pastor, pray. This is the last 15 rupees that I have. Sacrifice was involved. She came to me later, after the sacrifice was involved, and she said, the Lord has changed me. Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed me. Amen. Praise God. A sacrifice involved. Are you with me? That's true worship. Amen. Sometimes it disturbs me. When I was walking up, people are sitting up there on top floor, just watching. So there are no spectators in the kingdom of God. Are you with me? Amen. You better worship the Lord. Amen. So sometime back a lady came in. You might know her, but I won't tell her name, because I wanted to lose her reward. She came in. She said, she's not from the city. She said, when I'm away, I go to a church, a full gospel church. They exactly 20 minutes they have worship. 20 minutes. Just some songs and that's it. And so she says, when she comes into town, when she comes here for worship, she wants to take advantage of the fact that there's 2 hours, 2.5 hours of worship. She says, I don't want to miss a single song. I don't want to miss a single worship. I don't want to miss that moment of worship. So I come, prepared heart, ready to worship. I don't look to see who is worshiping, who is not worshiping. I want to take advantage of the time is there to worship the Lord. Amen. Do you know it's a privilege to worship the Lord? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you do not treasure these moments that you have and God gives you time to worship Him, there will be times in your life when you would wish. Are you with me? That you would wish you could go somewhere and worship. Amen? So, treasure those moments. Worship is like a fragrance before the Lord. John 12. Amen? Now, open with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 14, it says there, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So what that meaning is, see, when you triumph, when you have victory in your life, in your spiritual walk, amen, the Lord says, wow, it's like a sweet fragrance. Have you seen people who are not troubled by the circumstances around of them or by the battles that they have around them? 2 Corinthians 4, Paul said, I have fears outside and inside in 2 Corinthians 7. And the fourth chapter, he says, troubles everywhere. Are you with me? For him, there was fears inside and outside. Hallelujah. But he was always leading a life in triumph. Fears will come, but you don't have to allow that to dominate you or bow down to it. Amen. Fear comes to the victim and to the victor. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Trials of life comes to everyone. Are you with me? It comes to everyone in life. Amen. But you don't have to bow down before it. You have to look to the Lord. Look to the face of the Lord. And say, Lord, I worship you. You are more important to me than anything else. Take the word of God. Speak it out. Say, Lord, I'm willing to stand for you. Amen. The other day I was sitting, I was listening and I'm making a study on the difference between revival and evangelism. Evangelism is not the same as revival. Revival is not the same as evangelism. Sometimes you would think that because there are people who would come into a church and there are large numbers, there's a great revival taking place. No. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because large number of people come in, that doesn't mean that there's a revival taking place. Because your church is full of people, that doesn't mean there's a revival. Are you with me? There is a revival, not when there is fullness of people in the church, but when there is the fullness of God in the people. It's a huge difference. Amen. When there is the fullness of the Lord in the people, when you look into someone standing next to you and says, oh my God, Christ is magnified in that person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Victory is like a fragrance. Are you with me? You smell nice. Have you walked beside people who walk in victory? Smell nice. You know, it said that Wigglesworth once was staying in a place and a lady there offered her house to him to stay. And he was preaching in the city and he was staying there. And the day the crusade got over, he was about to leave the town and go to another town. He got out of the house and suddenly this lady came to him and said, please don't go. Stay here for a couple more days because my husband is yet not saved. Please stay here in this house for some more days. My husband is not yet saved. And Wilson said, Susan, I have to go. God is sending me to another town, so I have to go there. He says, please stay here because my husband needs to be saved. He says, listen. The bed that I was sleeping in, did you remove the sheets? She says, no. Then don't remove it. Allow your husband to sleep there for a night. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That man got gloriously saved. Hallelujah. Because the God of Wigglesworth would show up on that bed when Wigglesworth used to sit there and pray before the Lord. Amen. Do you know that the anointing of God is tangible? The presence of God is tangible. When you walk through a place or when you walk through a town, the presence that is upon you was tangible. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The room in which you pray, you know how to discern between a demonic presence and a spiritual presence. Amen. Hallelujah. You should allow your eyes to be open so you can discern between the right and the wrong. And when that glory takes over, when that presence of God begins to come, you know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The glory residing. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to be full of Christ. Full of the Lord. Full of the Lord. Not just full of religion, not full of a lot of the word and a lot of doctrines and a lot of knowings on the scripture, but full of the Lord. Amen. I'd rather know just one scripture and I'm full of the Lord than know 1,000 scriptures and I have no God. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, your victory, amen, is like a sweet fragrance. Amen. Behold, I give you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Amen. Ha ha. That's glorious. Amen. Behold, I give you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want that kind of victory in your life over every power of the enemy? Let me give you a simple key. Open with me to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, amen, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Do you hear that? Amen. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, whom did he call? Amen. So there were plenty of people who were there around him. Are you with me? Plenty came for just the miracles, just the healing, just the touch. He didn't call everyone. But he called not even the 70. The 70 were anointed to go forth and prepare the way for the Lord. But he chose the 12 disciples. The one who would agree with him in principle, in life. Who would follow him completely. Who would continue in his word. You are my disciple if you will indeed continue in my word. John 8. Amen. Verses 32. If you abide in my word and my word abides in you, then you ask the Father anything. So these are disciples who can have the boldness to approach the Father because the word is abiding. They want to continue in the word. Amen. He called them. Listen to this. He called them to himself. Not to ministry. Hallelujah. Did you hear that word? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He called them to himself. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Long time back I learned something. Never give the ministry to somebody who is desiring it. Because that is selfish. It's got to do with your flesh. It's got to do with your importance. Some people just want positions and prominence in the society, in the ministry. That's all. Nothing else. There are some who want full of the Lord. Give it to them. Amen. The Lord called them to himself. Can you imagine that? And then what did he do? He gave them authority and power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of. Now read the third verse. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. Hallelujah. I like that. Stop there. When he called them, what were they? Disciples. See, the word says there. When he had called his disciples. Come on. Don't miss that revelation. When he called them, they were disciples. He called them, they were disciples. He called them unto himself. And he's giving them the authority. And telling them, now you go as apostles. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that. That is what happens to you. Authority comes in you over every unclean spirit, every boldness, when you come to the Lord. Knowing the scriptures about authority actually won't bring in authority over your life. Do you know that? It'll help you. Amen. But just knowing 100 scriptures and standing, it's spoken about Paul Yonguchu once, he was casting out the devil. A woman was possessed. She came into the church. And this woman was manifesting the demons, and demons are coming out. We're not coming out. And so Yonguchu sat there and began to rebuke the devil. Devil, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this woman. And nothing is happening. He continues that way again and again, from morning to evening. Nothing is happening. By 5:36, he's getting absolutely tired. Young Judas didn't know what to do. And he was getting tired. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon him. He said, devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you, leave. The devil manifested, came out of her, and left. And he asked this woman, what happened to you? This woman said, the demons were speaking inside my head. And the demons were saying, we won't go out, we won't go out. He's simply saying. But after some time, suddenly the demons inside of me said, the Holy Ghost has shown upon him. Let us leave. We can't stay here anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost shows upon you. Amen. That's the time when the word becomes life. Amen. That's when the ministry of life begins to happen, folks. Are you with me? There is a point of time in your life when you have spent time with the Lord. We come to Him. Don't even prepare for ministry. Are you with me? Ministry will just flow out of you if you just come to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. See, in the book of Jeremiah, it says, during Jeremiah's time, the priest, they were supposed to do something. The priest, what they were supposed to do was this. Before they put on the holy garments, the priestly garment, you know, that's gold and white and all that. Before they were to put on that, the priests during Jeremiah's time were asked to put a sackcloth around them. Are you with me? Inside of them, there was a sackcloth. And on top of that, the priestly beautiful garments. Hallelujah. So when people look at you, they only see the white and the splendor and the gold and all that. Oh, I won that. But my brother, first you have to put that sackcloth. Priest Namatra Adakil Jorjila. Only he knows. Inside of him there is something. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a priestly ministry to come before the Father. You have a priestly ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a change that comes in your life when you make a decision to be a disciple and when you come hungry for the Lord. When you worship Him, know Him, and love Him, then there comes a difference. That anointing shows up. There is a rubbing in of the divine nature of God into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. A rubbing in of the divine nature of God. The oil into you. The oil of God's glory upon you. And when that glory begins to manifest, there is a difference. When you stand, when you say something, people take attention. They look. Are you with me? Because there's something that pulls them. That's the anointing of God. When you say something, people know you're not fooling. Why? There's power in those words. It's not in the shout. It's not in the noise. You could be a gentle word, but the authority will be released. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If people can detect that so much, how much more the devil when that glory begins to move through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. So we have the fragrance, the sacrifice of Christ. We have the fragrance of worship that belongs to Him. We have the worship, the sacrifice, or the fragrance of a victorious life that comes by abiding with Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Fourth one, Psalm 133. Psalm 133. It says there, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon. Amen. Hallelujah. Descending upon the mountains of Zion, and there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Amen. When brethren come together in unity, are you with me? The oil of God releases a fragrance. Amen. Let me tell you, if you're coming here for the first time, or if you have been coming here for a long time, let me tell you, I will put up with any sin that you do. But if you say anything against another person in the ministry, amen. Oh boy, you will see the authority that God has placed over my life. Amen. No matter who you are, I'll make sure that you're out of this place. Do you hear that? Amen. Nothing against any brother, any sister in the ministry. Amen. Because I love the Lord and His work. And I am paying a price to make sure that all kinds of heads are put together in the work of God. Amen. No matter what your culture is, no matter what your background is, no matter what your tradition is, no matter where, from what kind of upbringing you have, nor what kind of financial status you have, nothing, no matter whatsoever where you belong, if you come here, I treat you with respect, I treat you with honor, and that's the way I've treated you. And let me make sure one thing that I say to you, never, never gossip or slander someone. Any other sin I can manage, I can put up with. Even if you say you killed someone, I can manage that. Are you with me? But never, never, never use your mouth against any brother or sister. Did you hear that? Amen. Praise God. Always do that. He says, because that's where the fragrance is. You know, wherever we go, I've seen this. Wherever we have gone, one thing that's touched people is not the gifts that manifest in this ministry. It's not even the teaching, because there are better teaching ministries in the city. There are greater pastors in the city. There are more anointed men who minister in the gifts and the prophetic unction of God. One thing that has touched the people, and the reason they come here, has been the love of God that flows. You are not judged. Amen. You are not judged. Are you with me? You can come here with long hair, with a ear in your earrings on your ear. No problem. You're not judged. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People might call you a weirdo, but you will be respected here. There's no problem there. You could be rich, you could be poor. Whatever. No problem. Amen. But there's one thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Slander, evil speaking against anyone else, or criticizing someone, oh, go speak against someone. Let me tell you, that will never, never be tolerated. Hear that? Never. Amen. Anything that comes in any way to divide the ministry, boom, I'll make sure that's not here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where the anointing of God flows is when you and me are together in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the last one. That's why we were going to pray for the offering. That's why I took the scripture. It's not the message today, Lord. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. The fragrance of God. Philippians chapter 4. The fourth chapter and verses 18. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited over that? Your offering, your tithe, the Bible says, it's like a sweet-smelling favor before God. I like that. You're giving Amen. Because it's, I like that. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. That's what God says. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There are takers, there are givers, and there are keepers. I told you that before. Takers are all the time they come. What do I get? What do I get? What do I get? And most of the time they don't get anything. Because they are not functioning in the kingdom principles. Other people are more practical, more reasonable. They're just keepers. What they have, they will just steward it well and manage it well. That's a good quality. Nice to have. Amen. Hallelujah. But then there are givers. There are givers. You know, I'm a giver. And if I weren't, I wouldn't share this. When I give, I feel so happy. When I see the happiness on somebody else's face, when I give, I like to give up everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything that I just like to give. Amen. Once I pay off this full installment of my car, I'm going to give it off to. Anything. Everything that I have. Givers. Are you with me? When you look at the final analysis, who gets blessed? The givers are the ones who get blessed. Have you seen that? Amen. Once Rodney Howard Brown says, once he looked in his cupboard, there were 1,000 tithes. Over 1,000 tithes. He says, Lord, what are these tithes? The Lord said, you have been giving him a tithe, so I gave you tithes. This is the harvest. So he says, the next day he said, Lord, let me give away suits. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're going to give a suit, then if you're going to get suits. Amen. And the quality that you give is the quality that God will give back to you also. Have you seen that? It's amazing. When I get some notes in my hands, always nice, crisp, clean notes. That when I give it to the Lord, I make sure that I give the good notes. ആ ചെയ്താക്കല്ലേ കർത്താവ് അതുപോലെ തന്നെ തിരിച്ചു വയ്ക്കും. ആമേൻ. പ്രൈസ് ഗോഡ്. വൺസ് എ പേഴ്സൺ സെഡ്, യു നോ, വെൻ ദ ഓഫറിംഗ് ബോക്സ് ഈസ് പാസ്ഡ് അറൗണ്ട്, ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് പുട്ട് മൈ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ബാക്ക്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് പുട്ട് എനിതിങ്, ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് പുട്ട് മൈ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ബാക്ക്. ഗോഡ് സേസ്, ഐ വിൽ ഡു ദ സെയിം ടു യു ആൾസോ. I was supposed to hold my hand and take it back. Have you seen some people? They're always making promises about giving. And all they get back is also promises. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. They're always making promises. I'll give and I'll give. God says, I will also give. And I will also give. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So these are the four fragrances in the scripture. Amen. The fragrance of the sacrifice of Christ. Amen. The person of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, Ephesians 5. Second one, your worship. Third one, amen. The victory. Amen. It's like a sweet smelling aroma. Amen. The fourth one, unity. The love. The fifth one is your giving. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to see the sweet fragrance of Christ on you? Amen. Praise God. Then obey these principles. Let us stand up in the presence of the Lord to worship Him today.